Hey, it's Carolyn from Homesteading Family. Before we jump in today's pantry chat, I'd like to invite you to join me for a free 4-part video series where I'm going to take you step by step through making high quality dairy products in your very own kitchen. Don't worry, there's no cow required. If you'd like to join me for the training, jump on over to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-dairy.
Our life is different than most people's lives. When I get together with other moms, I often find that we don't have much in common. While most ladies are getting their nails done, I'm using mine to dig through my garden. And while most men are golfing or watching football, Josh is out digging post holes for more animal fencing.
About 16 years ago, we were living in an apartment in a suburb of Los Angeles. Carolyn was teaching fourth grade, and I was sitting in hours of traffic every day just to drive 30 miles to work.
After growing up in the country, we longed for something real amidst all that noise, smog, and trash. We filled our tiny apartment balcony with veggies and flowers and got a few parakeets just for a little life.
When we found out we were pregnant with our first child, we took a long, hard look at what kind of life we wanted for our family, and it wasn't what we saw around us. So, we took our first tentative steps on a journey away from being normal, our journey to living a life filled with meaning, beauty, freedom.
Somehow that journey led us down the road to baking our own bread, growing our own food, raising chickens for meat and eggs, cows for meat and milk, and in general, growing our own, raising our own, and making our own, well, everything.
We went from that apartment to a little house with a little land where we explored, experimented, and learned the ins and outs of homesteading.
Pretty soon, we outgrew it and moved up to a 5-acre homestead. But after we filled that up, we decided to go big, moving to a big house for our big family with 9 kids on a 40-acre homestead.
Although we don't live like most people, along the way, we discovered that we weren't alone in wanting something more out of life.
There were others too, all around us, feeling just as abnormal as we were. They were different too, and they were thinking about the same things we were.
You mean we aren't the only ones that get that look when we tell our friends that we bought more chickens?
No, we're not alone. And thanks to modern technology, Old Fashioned has found a new family.
If you've ever wished that you could sit down with a cup of coffee and discuss the finer points of food preservation or gardening or raising animals with a good friend,
one that doesn't look at you funny when you get excited about compost,
then you have found your new home.
A home where we can all be different together.
Now our popular YouTube series, The Pantry Chat, is becoming a podcast. So together we can dive into the heart of old-fashioned homestead living in a modern way. And you can listen even when you are busy weeding the garden or canning tomatoes.
In the upcoming episodes of The Pantry Chat, we'll be covering everything homesteading, from growing and preserving food,
raising animals for meat and milk,
herbal medicine for healthy living, and running a busy household, all fueled by cast iron pans and mason jars and way too many packets of garden seeds.
And we're going to have some fun along the way.
And some good old homestead chit-chat.
The first season of the Pantry Chat podcast starts August 16th. You can find us in your favorite podcasting app by searching for The Pantry Chat. Make sure to subscribe now so you don't miss an episode.
Oh, good. I can listen in while I'm cutting the cheese curds. That didn't sound right, did it?
Well, we won't be talking about that, but this season we will be talking about making cheese and other homemade dairy amongst many other homesteading topics.
We'll see you in the pantry.
Goodbye.